این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
It requires help for administration of the republic system and defending against the invading enemy and solving the problems of the war, which is of a massive scale. Because defense of territory, lives and wealth of the country and the safeguarding Islam is involved, it is mandatory for every person to help to the extent he can to ward off the great danger and invasion by alliance of Islam and Muslims. The duty applies more to the affluent and wealthy class and next to the middle class based on their circumstances and not on the poor and weaker strata whose income is to the extent of their sustenance, although their class does greater service than all the sections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه, on the subject of enjoining good and forbidding evil, said, "If you do not control corruption, there is no guarantee that things will not revert to the former conditions." The sentence is about the dangers of living, enjoining good and forbidding evil from the viewpoint of Imam Rahmatullah Ali. You know, neglecting this obligation causes vices to appear and prevail and virtues to disappear. Moreover, the people's rights will be lost and the advocates of falsehood will dominate. Any land where the obligation of enjoining good and forbidding evil is absent experiences these evil consequences, so that vices spread, evil arises, and corruption prevails.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Man obtains the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying him and following his sharia or law, particularly in this issue pertaining to enjoining good and forbidding evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is not attainable through mere wishes or a noble family background, such as being from Quraysh or Bani Hashim, for example, or that according to one's position, such as being a king or, I don't know, a president or a minister or any good post. Man cannot attain Allah's mercy by money or trade or by a large number of factories one owns or anything of people's affair. The mercy of Allah can be attained by obeying him and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and following his sharia. So enjoining good, forbidding evil, establishing salah, paying zakat and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every order constitutes the major credits that qualify man to taste the mercy of Allah. Those who do these acts are the ones who truly hope for Allah's mercy and fear and venerate him. That's the time we've got for today's episode. It seems that our time has come to its end. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh once more. Well, on the subject of enjoining good and forbidding evil, he said, "If you do not control corruption, there is no guarantee that things will not revert to the former conditions." Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much for accompanying us in this episode of Spring of the Truth. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.